The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Our tech team ensure your broadband runs at its optimum speed. It's all part of the service.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty. It is Wednesday morning, 13th of January, 2021. We are on the text number 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie at nearly 9:05. It's very good to have you with us. And I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about watching the 6-1 news last night and being struck by the stories that were unfolding before us. You've been hearing a lot about the various stories on Morning Ireland, and you don't need me to go into any great detail. But last night was dark, and last night was difficult. As a very proud citizen of the country, it wasn't pretty. And I don't know if you felt the same thing, but there were three big stories that jumped out. One kind of got buried away. It was Paul Reynolds' excellent report about a woman who was living in a domestic violence situation. And she, when I say domestic violence situation, she was being tortured by her husband in ways you don't need me to go into now. But do you know what I just thought? She eventually stood up and she said, enough. That takes guts. It takes a lot of bravery. And whoever she is, we're just sending you some love this morning and admiration and respect. And then, of course, the stories moved on. The Mother and Baby Homes Commission happened. Horrible stories from a horrendous period in Irish history. We know what happened. Look at the Irish Examiner this morning. If you want to pick up one paper today to keep, to show your children as a history class, if you're homeschooling, or for yourself, to remind yourselves of how bad we can be as a country, because we can be so good. But we have a desperate little streak that runs through us. Never was that more apparent in the accounts from the mothers who went to those homes. Here are some of the quotes. I was told by a nun, God doesn't want you, you're dirt. One nurse says that was particularly wicked and would verbally abuse us. Look at them all, bunch of bitches, trollops. Whore was the favourite word down there. Another said, as punishment for a row, I was put in a room with a corpse in the corner for 6 hours. Another says, to this day, I can't pick up a baby. I might contaminate them. I was a leper. Another said, everyone in the village knew I was malnourished, but didn't care as I was seen as the devil's child. 4, maybe 5 tiny comments and yet profound and big statements. I watched Catherine Corliss standing outside her house last night, the house in which lies the kitchen table on which she began this extraordinary voyage of discovery. And I looked at her and she looked despondent and disappointed and dejected with the response to all her hard work. And I called her. I called her straight away. I let the dust settle. I let the cameramen go away. And I called her and I said to her, you looked disappointed. I said, but you've got to know, you have done the state some service. As far as I'm concerned, I just wanted to say thank you to her on behalf of my daughters and their generation. Because Catherine Corliss and all those women who gave oral historical testament, they lifted the veil. And by saying lift, I mean that in every sense. They lifted the veil and they lifted the filthy rug that was Irish society for too long. So she shouldn't feel despondent and dejected and disappointed. She should feel proud. And I think people... Well, I hope people will agree with me. She deserves our gratitude and our respect because she will be remembered and her legacy will be as somebody who was determined in her pursuit of justice for people who had no voice. She also said enough, and it was remarkable. And the third story I want to briefly mention is that 46 of our fellow citizens died. That is a huge amount of people. If you heard that 46 people died in a village overnight in any country in any part of the world, you'd think that was a massacre. You'd think that was desperate. That's a big number. We are a small island. That's too many people. We lost 46 families bereft and grieving today. In fact, a friend of ours lost his dad on Sunday. And his dad's name was Pat Sherry. Pat Sherry was, like all the other 45 people, a good person with a name and a face. Pat Sherry wasn't a statistic or a number. He wasn't just another figure on the news on the 6-1. He was a dad, and he was a son, and he was a husband. He was 75 years old. He went to Ternier College, and he was a respected man in the textile world. In fact, his family set up the Foxford Woolen Mills. Remember, we went there a couple of years ago. Beautiful, proud Irish place run by a great family in Mayo. And Pat's wife, Anne, and Pat, were, like so many of you this morning, part of what we call our club here, the 9 to 10. Little oasis normally from the sadness. It's sad this morning, but let's admit it. And Pat and Anne were part of the club. They were members. Joined us every morning, loyally. They probably give out to the radio and laugh and agree and disagree, as so many people do. That's what we do. Gorgeous couple. I actually met them both, and I met Pat, and he wasn't going anywhere. Healthy man. So this morning we've lost a member of this club. And I just wanted to say to Anne that we send you our condolences and we send you our love. And I know you've got your children around. You've got Sarah and Andrew and Richard and David. And they have your back. And they're going to mind you. And we're thinking of you today. And they'll mind you in it so much as they can. Because there's not much we can do when people have to be isolated. So it's difficult. You can be isolated physically, but you should never be isolated socially. That's a phone call. That's a text. It's a WhatsApp. It's leaving something at someone's doorstep and saying, I give a damn. And I remember you. I'm thinking of you. These are desperate days for so many of us. It's a small, it's a beautiful island. And I was walking only yesterday and I saw a boat not too far off the shore near where I live. And it was being buffeted up, down, up and down. I was looking at it going, how's that not going down? How is that not hitting the seabed? It didn't. And I thought, for now, just for now, we're the boat and we got to navigate these horribly difficult, choppy waters, and we're going to do it together. So let's do it together. I'm going to play a song that normally you hear at weddings, but today I feel it belongs to the nation, because we're going to reach the harbour soon, friends. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to do it together.
Now gathered round us, we have our own crew.
Nice live version of that from the album On the Road from 2017. That's Christy Moore, and that's The Voyage. And I thought that's exactly where we need to be, sailing gently together. And it's a lovely version from, as I say, Christy. Good on him, from Johnny Doone's song, The Voyage. An Irish classic, is it not? Thanks. I am one of the texts as one of the domestic violence women, so thank you. Well, look, we're thinking of you today, and that's the truth of it. And there's a lot of love in the text this morning for Catherine Corliss. Ryan, thank you. I'm so glad you called her. I was worried about her. The hero that she is, she also needs to be minded, and well said. That's the truth. Well done to Catherine Corliss, says another. Hopefully she is hearing those sentiments this morning, because she needs to know. Yes, says a text, Catherine Corliss is a woman for the ages. As an alumna of NUI Galway, I'm so proud that the university awarded her an honorary degree in 2018 for her scholarly research on the Tuam mother and baby home. Absolutely, it's true. And Andreas is in the city centre and agrees with the sentiments this morning, which is great. And you can keep the text coming, 51551, and email ryan@rte.ie. We got a lot of response to our conversation with Philomena yesterday, Philomena Lee, and people had so much to say. And again, it was a lot of it I felt was some almost information we should pass on to whoever's keeping the flame of oral history alive, because people were telling us their own stories and their own speaking of their own experiences in the various homes, including Mary in Mayo, who says, I was one of the lucky ones who escaped the mother and baby home. I was an innocent 20 years ago when I was raped by an unknown who was never found. And it was almost 4 months later that I realised that I was pregnant, and I refused to go to a mother and baby home. My father put me out of the house. My mother was heartbroken over my eviction. And eventually my father came into the hospital, apologised and brought me home. I went back to work until the birth. I wasn't allowed to keep my baby, even though I pleaded. I gave her up for adoption. We did meet many years later, and we are very close. So that is actually a good end to a horrible story. Thank you for playing The Voyage. I had that played at my husband's funeral 8 years ago, and he always called myself and his children, and our children, I should say, his crew. I miss him more during this past year. I bet you do. Ryan, I don't believe it. I'm singing The Voyage for a funeral this morning, says the text. I was warming up singing this right before your show because it's my favourite and always puts me in good form. And I was just thinking how beautiful the words are. Thank you for playing it. You're welcome. And thank you, says another, for sharing the healing power of music. It's did we ever need the healing power of music more than times like today? OK, we'll lighten the load a little in a few minutes' time, because over the Christmas season, I was listening to a podcast called The Frost Tapes, and this is David Frost, one of the great interviewers of our time, who interviewed probably most memorably Richard Nixon back post-Watergate and pre-Watergate, as it happened. But he also interviewed people like Joe Biden in 1987 and others, Bobby Kennedy, among others. But his son, Wilfred, came across boxes and boxes and boxes of interviews and then curated them into this podcast, The Frost Tapes. And the good news is that we are going to be talking to Wilfred Frost after this break. And the even better news is there won't be one mention of the word COVID. It's a little distraction from it all. And I think sometimes we need that too. So stay with us.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
At 9 minutes to 10 o'clock, we just heard your reference to the Frost Tapes in interviewing Wilfred. The family authorised an Irish writer by the name of Neil Hegarty to write a biography of David Frost several years ago called Frost, That Was the Life That Was. Excellent, very insightful, says Kira in Dundrum. Sounds good to me. Lots of love for The Voyage this morning as a song for the week that that is. I'm standing in the kitchen in tears. Says a text from Jackie Fisher as you play The Voyage. We played it at both my mum and dad's funeral, singing it as we left the church in Dalkey. They were a team and we were their crew. And some days I so wish they were here to give me a hug and tell me it'll be all right and hear them say my dad's favourite phrase, this too will pass. But mostly I'm glad they don't have to live through all of this. They had their Second World War and this is ours, or war with COVID. So thanks for keeping me connected. Thank you for your lovely message. Another person is having a cry this morning. Why wouldn't you? Mary says, I'm listening to Christy Moore sing and I'm recovering from COVID. As a healthy 55-year-old, I've been shocked at how sick and breathless I have been and what a tough time we are living in. But we have voices and we can express how we feel, not like those poor unfortunate women in mother and baby homes. I'm in awe of them and their bravery and how they survived. And lots of love for Catherine Corliss in that regard too. On another completely unrelated topic, I mentioned last week that I was seriously considering re-embracing Irish. And I got a lovely text from an old Irish teacher, Mr. Barrett, to say he was thrilled at the very thought of it. And then a text came in and said, I heard your comments last week in relation to learning Irish. We would love to have you on Russ na Ruin in a cameo role. And I will hold the horses here, lads. Maybe as in say, hang on, no, I'm like talking Hugh Megadhi and Choppa stuff, like it's my film on Uther Rocha, you know, I mean, I'm not ready, and I can't act, so this is a terrible idea. Mind you, it could get me, you know, when the times are better, over to part of Connemara I love anyway. You'd be heading out to Spittle and Ballinahown and Inverin and Inverovan, as they say. And then there's a piece in the Irish language pull-out section in the Irish Independent today that shocked them. There I am in my Star Trek Christmas jumper. I'll try reading this, but forgive me, mea culpa in advance. And it says, Níl sé riamh ró dhéanach de láthair an clár teilifís is mó sa tír tosú ar an gaeilge óla maríis. Sin an tseachtíreacht a bhí ag lucht teanga agus muntóirí a bhí ag tarscint rangana gaeilge de Ryan Tuberty. Níor a thug sé le fiosc raibh sé ag titim in rá a ríis leis na gaeilge. That bit I understand. Falling in love once again with Irish. Why not? I don't know what the Irish for get back is, but maybe that's what I need to do. Get back. Get back to basics. Ask Wilder. Do you reckon that is Tara Rash, his favourite lass? Yes, we can. Thank you for that text. Good. Kevin says, listening to that interview with Wilfred Frost has caused me to reflect that Donald Trump makes Richard Nixon sound like a statesman and a philosopher. Oil a rash. Is get back. I rush to. Yeah, we could try that. We could try that. We could try anything. We can do anything. And that's where we say goodbye, or maybe slán. But the point I'm making is that if you want to email us to ryan@rte.ie throughout the day and into the night, and we always love to hear from you. If you've got thoughts on where the world is, where the country's at, by all means, put them on paper or email, because we read them all and we appreciate them all. And thanks for all your texts and comments today. We just clearly couldn't get through them, but such was the volume. But we are very grateful to you for taking the time to send them. Stay tuned for Claire Byrne. Have a wonderful day. Look after yourselves, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.